Keeper of Rights. A book by children about the role of the Ombudsman for Children's Office.
The Ombudsman for Children's Office, OCO, was set up in 2004 to promote and protect the rights of all children living in Ireland. This book has been written by children, for children, to celebrate our 20th anniversary. A lot has changed for the better for children in Ireland since we first opened our doors. The OCO is very proud of the role that it has played in that progress, particularly when it comes to raising the voice of the child through our publications, events and consultations to make sure that children have a say in decisions that impact them. Every year, we meet with thousands of children through our rights education workshops, our outreach work and visits to schools around Ireland. Our office and children's rights are explained so well by the children aged 6 to 12 who took part in writing this book. We will use their great work to help explain our work to the young people we meet, and we hope the children in schools across Ireland will also find it helpful to understand their rights and what we do. We hope that in the near future, Ireland will go further in its commitments to children's rights by fully and directly incorporating the UNCRC into domestic law. We are committed to driving this change and believe it will make a monumental difference for children's rights. So, as we look to the next 20 years and the kind of Ireland we'd like to see for the children of tomorrow, the OCO will continue to work hard to make sure children's voices are heard by decision and policymakers alike. We hope you enjoy this book as much as we do, and we'd like to say a huge thank you to all the children who have worked so hard in putting it together. Charlie, Evie, Faye, Gazelle, Heidi, Jack G, Jack H, Katie, Liam, Luke, Maya, Rihanna, Rosie, Sachi, and Victoria. And to our publication partners, Kids Own and Sligo. I'd also like to thank all the OCO staff who have come through our doors over the past two decades to help make Ireland a better place for children. Dr. Niall Muldoon, Ombudsman for Children.
Hi there, I'm Alicia Weir. You might know me from the hit movie Matilda. I'm delighted to welcome you to The Keeper of Rights, a very special book made by children for children, all about the role of the Ombudsman for Children. In this audiobook, you'll hear real voices of children from Sligo, sharing their thoughts, questions, and creativity. They've explored what children's rights really mean and how the Ombudsman helps protect them. Let's dive in!
What this book is about and who it's for.
What you are about to hear is all about what the book is and who it's for. The children talk about why they've made the book, who they hope it helps, and what they've learnt along the way. It's full of their own ideas and reasons why children's rights matter.
This is about the Ombudsman for Children and children's rights. Jack G. I think this book could help children because it shows children's rights for younger people who may not know what they are. It's important to listen to children because they have a more creative mind. Jack H. I think this book will help other children, because before this book, I didn't know one single thing about the Ombudsman. Now I know a lot about the Ombudsman for Children. It could help adults learn to listen to their children and to know their rights. It's important to listen to children. Charlie. Who is the Ombudsman for Children?
So, who is the Ombudsman for Children anyway? In this part of the book, the children explain what the Ombudsman does, why the role is important, and how they help keep children safe and listened to. You'll even find out who the first Ombudsman was and who has the job now.
The Ombudsman can be a man or a woman. The first Ombudsman was called Emily, and the current one is called Niall. We are making this book about the Ombudsman for Children so that kids know, Rosie. His job is to keep kids safe and look after them. He does a lot of stuff. If children's rights are not being met, you can make a complaint to the Ombudsman, Rosie.
He's happy because he is listening to kids talk. He's smiling at them. Charlie.
It is important to listen to children because if they don't feel right, they should have somebody to listen to them. Heidi and Faye. The Ombudsman is the keeper of rights. I feel good that there is an Ombudsman, because you know you are being listened to, and it's not just adults that have rights. Rosie.
What are children's rights? Listen to the children share their understanding of what rights are, why they matter, and how they help protect things like privacy, friendship, safety, and being yourself.
Did you know children have 42 rights? A right is something you're allowed to do or have.
If you didn't have privacy, people would know everything about you, and I don't think children would like that. Rosie. Children deserve the right to be themselves. Rihanna. You have the right not to be punished in a cruel and harmful way. You have the right to a name and identity, and you have the right to pick your own friends. Faye.
The right to have a house, the right to go to school, the right to have food, the right to have a family, the right to not get bullied, and they should be safe from things like kidnapping. Jack G.
You should help your friends. Katie. I have the right to have food, the right to have water, and the right to be alive. Also, the right to have a name and identity, the right to have medicine and healthcare, and the right to have privacy. Heidi.
I was thinking that safety was pretty important, because if you didn't have safety, then people couldn't come help you. Liam. The right to have friends. Charlie. Everyone should have homes and families. I think we should also have clean water and nutritious food that tastes good. Jack H. The right to have a house. Some houses are very expensive. Also, the right to have fresh water. And the right to not be teased and bullied. The right to go to school. I drew people out on the yard playing football. Also, the right to be loved and to be happy. Luke. You can find more information about the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child at www.oco.ie.
Here's something really exciting. The children got to interview the current Ombudsman for Children, Niall Muldoon himself. In this section, they ask him some brilliant questions about his job, children's rights, and how young people can get in touch if they ever need help. Let's hear what they asked and what Niall said.
We interviewed Niall Muldoon, who is the Ombudsman now.
Dear Ombudsman for Children, we would like to know the answers to all the questions we have for you. Sorry, there are so many, but we think you have a big job to do, and we know you are busy, but we need the answers to go in our book.
Why is there an Ombudsman?
Well, if you're concerned about a service a child is getting from the government, you can come to us and we will try to fix it as quickly as possible.
Who interviewed you for the job?
I was interviewed by a group of children, 11 children from the ages of 7 to 17, and they asked me questions about what I would do as an ombudsman around issues that they actually had. And it was really tough. That's why I was so honoured when I got chosen by them.
Is it a hard job?
It is a very hard job, but it's also the most wonderful job you can have.
What is your favourite children's right?
The one that I think is most important is listening to the voice of the child. If we are, as adults, listen to the children's voices, then most of the other rights will come together. That means that you're protecting them, you're keeping them safe from harm. And if we listen to our children, then we can provide a system and a community and a world that is so much better.
How do we contact you if we have a problem?
Well, there's two fairly simple ways. The first is through the website, oco.ie. And if you've a complaint, there is a complaint form there that you can click on, fill it in and send it on to us. And if you want to speak to us by phone, there's a free phone number, 1800 20 20 40. And both those options will work equally as well.
How we made this book.
Making this book was a big adventure. Listen as the children describe how they worked together to create the words, pictures and questions you're hearing. From painting and model making to deep conversations about rights, they explain how it all came together.
So what's going on here?
Can you tell her what's happening?
Can you tell me what's happening?
Somebody's stole a trip's packet.
Okay.
We are a group of children aged 6 to 12 from Sligo of different backgrounds. We came together to make this book about the Ombudsman Office and children's rights. We met with Andy, Mary and Sarah every Friday and made art. We had chats about art and children's rights.
A team came down from Dublin to tell us about the Ombudsman and all the work he does. And then we learned about children's rights. We asked questions to the Ombudsman and made art about children's rights. We worked super hard on it. My favourite part was making the Ombudsman office and assembling the book. Liam.
We worked with Andy in drawing, painting, sculpture and making offices for the Ombudsman, model boxes.
We talked to Mary and Sarah about what rights we thought were important. We sent questions to the Ombudsman and he sent us back a video of him answering them. Our final part was designing the book. That means putting the pictures and the texts together.
List of participants.
Charlie.
Faye.
Heidi.
Jack G.
Jack H.
Katie.
Liam.
Luke.
Rihanna.
Rosie.
Evie.
Victoria.
Maja.
Ghazal. And Sachi.
And that brings us to the end of The Keeper of Rights. A huge thank you to all the children who shared their voices, their ideas and their creativity. You've helped bring children's rights to life in your own words and for children everywhere. A big thank you to you for listening. With your help, we can share this book with other young people so they too know their rights. Log on to oco.ie and kidzone.ie for more info.
KidZone Publishing Partnership is a children's arts organisation and publishing house, Ireland's only dedicated publisher of books by children, for children. KidZone offers a space for children and young people to express themselves through meaningful engagement with the arts in collaboration with professional artists. All artwork and writing by project participants. Copyright, KidZone Publishing Partnership, 2025. All rights reserved. No parts of this book may be reproduced or transmitted in any form without prior written authorization. ISBN 978-1-902-432-51-9. Published by KidZone Publishing Partnership, CLG, 40 Wolfetone Street, Sligo, air code F91 R231, Sligo, Ireland. 00353-7191-70759. www.kidzone.ie. Registered charity number 200-82109. Kids' Own Board of Directors. Naomi Feely, Chair. Tommy Flavin, Michael Kirby, Sinead Maguire. Project Artist, Andy Parsons. Project Writer, Mary Brandley. Project Coordinator, Sarah O'Keefe. Design, Martin Corr. Acknowledgements. This book was generously funded by the Ombudsman for Children. Special thanks to our teacher focus group, Kira Gray, St. Edward's National School, Sligo, Antoinette Mullen, St. Joseph's Special School, Sligo, Trina O'Dowd Hill, St. Cecilia's School, Sligo, Kieran Slevin, St. Edward's National School, Sligo.
The Keeper of Rights was presented by Alicia Weir. The audiobook was recorded at Beacon Studios under the direction of Gordon Hayden, produced by Brian Sweeney for Kids Own Publishing Partnership, and commissioned by the Ombudsman for Children's Office. Readers were Rosie Carty, Jack Harper, Laura Clossie, Lacey Wheeler, Bridgine O'Higgin, Mary Branley, Thomas Oliver, and the Ombudsman for Children, Niall Muldoon. Special thanks to Mairead Gonley at Gaelscoil, Cluain Éin.